in the mine, paper baggage ahead, at the document shred. No municipal bonds, no likes, comments, or friends. No one left to bereaved on eternity leave. It's an infinite loop, leaky sink of the mine, paper baggage ahead, at the document shred. No municipal bonds, no likes, comments, or friends. No one left to bereaved on eternity
plans grow. Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Good morning. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh boy, am I excited. Oh boy, am I tired. But oh boy, am I excited for this morning's show. Yeah, that was Who Loves the Sun, The Velvet Underground. One of my favorite songs by them. Great song, great song. We're gonna take it a little easy this morning because I opened my eyes about 20 minutes ago, probably less. So we gotta feel our way into it. Next up, I'm gonna play. I have a little short anecdote about the song. I was on a cruise, maybe about a year or so ago, and I did 90s music trivia with some of my family members. And one of the songs that they did for the trivia was, I'm blanking on it now, I'm losing my story, it was the Cardigans, Love Fool, the Cardigans, and the host of the show was like, the Cardigans, this is like the one good song they made, the one good song everybody remembers, and I was like, I know another good Cardigans song. I know one other good Cardigans song that I like, but no one else seemed to know it. But anyway, this is the second good Cardigans song. Maybe there's more. You know, I haven't really checked them out too crazy, but this is Step On Me by the Cardigans. Let's hear it. We'll be right back. Wow. See, the thing about that last song, which, by the way, was I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses, the thing about that last song was I didn't choose it. It wasn't a song that I chose. Because today, I'm very excited to say we have a special guest on the show. Welcome, Sebastian, to the show.
Good morning, Medford. My name is Sebastian. This is my second time DJing on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's a great time.
It's a great time to be live on the radio. It's actually 6:14 in the morning.
It's not a great time to be
here in Medford. It's a sleepy Friday morning. We have Veterans Day off, so nobody has classes, so everyone is probably asleep right now.
Yeah. Except for you, whoever's listening.
I told my friend from Portland, Oregon. Her name's Yoko. Shout out to Yoko. I hope she's listening right now. It's currently like 3 in the morning there, so shout out to her for getting on this on the radio this morning with us.
It's a real friend right there.
Yeah. The next song we have for you guys is Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others by The Smiths. Yeah.
I love The Smiths.
Me too.
I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. Just hear this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know. This is our last embrace. Must I dream and always see your face? Why can't
That was Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye. A great song, in my opinion. He left us too soon. So many possibilities for more songs, but we only have the very few he gave us. Very sad. Anyway, enough about my rant. Next up, we have a Radiohead song, right off of Kid A. Very, very incredible album. One that personally I feel like I've been overlooking a little bit, just because how weird it can get sometimes. But you know, sometimes you gotta embrace the weirdness, you know. And this song is a great example of that. If you just let the weird just flow with the weirdness, and then you kind of vibe with it, you know. So this is the national anthem, one of my favorite off the records. Let's hear it.
That was Alpha and Omega by Boards of Canada from their 2002 album, Geogatti. I don't know how you pronounce it, honestly. I felt like that was kind of just like a continuation of the slightly eerie vibes we were playing with the Radiohead song, slightly. National Anthem. Just slightly. Not like, nothing too creepy. I have like some interesting memories associated with this song. This is kind of a song I listen to like really early in the morning when I'm just like up, like this morning, when I wake up at like 5 a.m. I used to like listen to this song a lot when I woke up to like go snowboarding, because in Oregon you have to wake up at like 5 a.m. And get to the parking lot at like 7, an hour before the lifts open, to actually be able to go snowboarding. Yeah. So this song was the soundtrack to that. Yeah, I'll let Charlie take it from here.
Sebastian, I have something really important to say. Really important to say.
What's you that?
Know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Okay, go on.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy.
Wow.
Which is enough power to power... Which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. 73.
Damn.
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
That's something.
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 385 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
Wow.
These are numbers to think about. And this is a PSA from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's crazy. You know, I saw this Instagram reel the other day of this dude who the famous like Bitcoin pizza story. He like sold his Bitcoin for like a slice of pizza back in like 2012 or something. And it was like $73 million worth of Bitcoin today for a piece of pizza. Kind of crazy. Yeah. Don't mess with Bitcoin or it'll mess with you. Anyway, Sebastian, what do we got next?
Up next, we've got Gold Dust by Duster.
Fantastic song. Fantastic. Okay. The next song. Here's the thing about the next song. I don't know what it's gonna be. I haven't picked yet. It could be anything. This is what I'm gonna do. Sebastian, pick a number 1 through 5. Go.
1 through 5. I'm gonna say 3.
3. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, exciting, exciting. Okay.
What have we got, Charlie?
Well, what we have is, I watched this song has an anecdote. All the songs have an anecdote. It's cool. But anyway, I was watching an episode of Ted Lasso with my mom a few months ago, and there was an episode in there. They like mention Chet Baker like briefly in Pat, like they were, I think it was like the one they were in Amsterdam or something, and they were like, he died right here or something like that. It wasn't important, but I was like, wow, Chet Baker. And I went to listen to some Chet Baker songs, and I don't know, it's just he just puts you in the mood, you know. And there's one song in particular I thought was very, very sweet, very beautiful, and I think has become my favorite Chet Baker song, which is pretty cool. So this is, as Sebastian picked, of course, this is Chet Baker, I Get Along Without You Very Well. Of course I do.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool. Think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. Get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
Beautiful. You know, every week, as in every week, I mean, the past, the 2 weeks that I've done this, we need a song that just, you know, brings a tear to your eye, tearjerker song. transitioning from not going to not a tearjerker song, is a Freddie King song. This is I asked my dad for some blues songs that he could that I could put on the radio, and he gave me a whole list of them, and this Freddie King song kind of stood out to me. I enjoyed it. I don't know. The vibe. I could, you know when you hear a song that's like really from like a long time ago, but you can kind of like hear like the I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like the way it's kind of how people have like pulled from that song to like to into modern music.
The influence?
Influence, that's the word I'm thinking of. Ah. You can hear the influence.
Influence.
Thank you. What would I do with that?
The influence on modern music.
Of course. Okay. Anyway, enough of my rambling or whatnot. This is Freddie King, Going Down. Going Down. Going Down, Freddie King. Great song. Anyway, this next song, because I was thinking while that was playing, like as Sebastian reminded me of the word influence, I was like, I listened to the song and I was like, it reminds me of like another song, which I'll get to, which is coming up next. It reminds me of another song. And I was like, this must have influenced the, like, this next song that we're going to play. But then I was looking at when these songs were released, Freddie King is 71, which is feels pretty late for a blues song. And the song I'm about to play is 69. So, you know, maybe the influence went the other way? I don't know. Anyway, I feel like these songs sounded very similar in ways. Anyway, I'll quit rambling on. That's a hint. It's a Led Zeppelin. It's a Led Zeppelin song. You shook me. First Led Zeppelin one. Maybe one of my favorite Led Zeppelin albums. That's a hot take. Anyway, You Shook Me. 1969, Led Zeppelin. Yeah, let's hear it. That was a very rude introduction. We're doing like a in the middle of the song station ID. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have this song, then one more. We'll let you listen to it. But this is our sign off. I'm Charlie.
Bastion.
This is Sebastian. I forgot to turn my mic. Yeah. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Enjoy the rest of this music. Oh,
Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all.